For years, Cabarrus County's economic incentive votes have been 3-2, but not 3-2 like the commission voted at this meeting in August.
All those in favor of denying the request, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion passes 3-2. So unfortunately, your request has been denied.
The county is not in the game right now.
Up until that night, Cabarrus County Commission Chairwoman Liz Poole says she and her colleagues had never rejected an economic incentives request from a business willing to invest at least $1.5 million in the county. That's the minimum investment required for a business to get the equivalent of a three-year, 85% rebate on its property taxes. The county's tax office says some 40 companies have received nearly $30 million in incentives over the last 15 years. Those same companies have also boosted the county's property tax collections by $189 million. But the system screeched to a halt in August, says Poole.
I don't think that we're going to be doing any incentives for the next year, just based on the feedback I have from the majority.
My goal is to come up with a plan that benefits everybody in the county and is fair to everybody in the county.
This guy, Jason Osterreich, is the reason for the shift. That August meeting was his first after being appointed by the Cabarrus County Republican Party to replace a retiring commission who had been a reliable vote in support of incentives. Osterreich, by contrast, sees the practice as ripe for corruption.
I think people can see over and over and over again that when politicians have the ability to make special deals for special people, they will use that power to benefit themselves and against the people.
Commissioner Larry Burrage goes a step further.
As far as I'm concerned, this is just legalized extortion.
Rounding out this new majority on the five-member all-Republican commission is Chris Miesmer, a restaurant owner who takes particular issue with how the incentive program rewards only physical investment in the county.
Anytime that a government is going to receive additional tax revenue, they're going to find a place to spend that money. So I would like to see a policy geared more towards the jobs created, the number of jobs, how long they retain the jobs, and have accountability.
As a rule, local governments tie incentives to property taxes, because that's the tax they collect. But jobs are the focus of every press conference announcing a business relocation or expansion. Sometimes cities and counties require a certain percentage of those jobs be hired locally. More often, they don't. And in the case of Cabarrus County, Jeff Barnhart says that was not an accident. He was chairman of the commission in the mid-1990s when the county was a booming bedroom community scraping for cash to build the parks and schools families were demanding.
And we decided to let's get more aggressive about creating some tax base that's not residential. And I think it ended up being a model for a lot of cities and counties.
Barnhart says jobs were not the commission's top concern in writing the incentives policy. Property taxes were, and he believes it worked.
I think a whole lot of what Cabarrus County is today, a lot of that was somewhat formed by the incentive proposals. You know, would other stuff have come, sir? Would it have been the same magnitude? Probably not. Would it have been as early as they did? I'm sure not.
But these days, Commissioners Miesmer, Burrage, and Osterreich argue Cabarrus County has so much going for it that businesses shouldn't need special incentives to open or expand. They say that'll be even more true if they can reverse an 11% property tax increase enacted in 2012. And theoretically, the plan could work, says Jonathan Morgan from the UNC School of Government. But incentives can be an important tiebreaker.
It's not to say that if you unilaterally disarm and do away with incentives that you are somehow going to go into a deep economic recession. But it does suggest that there are certain types of projects that the community will likely not be competitive for.
Such as big manufacturing plants. And that just happens to be the one thing for which this new majority on the Cabarrus County Commission would actually be open to offering an incentive. They're eager to find an occupant for the enormous Philip Morris plant on Highway 29 that shut down in 2009. Vacant and stripped of equipment, the plant's annual property tax bill has declined by more than $5 million. But how does Cabarrus County even expect to make the list for such a project now, asks Commissioner Steve Morris.
You know, I think we've established the reputation for the time being that we're not willing to play the game.
Quite a reversal for a county that was an early and aggressive competitor on the business incentives playing field in North Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Cabarrus County.